Today is Monday, April 20th. Good evening for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thede. A man is arrested after a reported disturbance and gunshots. On Friday evening, Richland County Dispatch received a report of a domestic disturbance between two brothers at a residence on State Highway 60 near Birds Creek. The caller reported hearing yelling between what sounded like two males, followed by two gunshots. Richland County deputies responded to the scene and made contact with one of the occupants. The male, identified as Bradley Carlson, age 46 of Blue River, exited the home and began yelling at deputies, telling them to leave the property. Deputies attempted to get Bradley to comply with commands and come towards them, but he refused. Bradley informed deputies that he and his brother were inside the home, but would not provide further details about what had occurred. He then went back inside and called 911, stating that he was not coming out and that if deputies wanted him, they would have to force entry. The condition of his brother could not be determined at that time. The Grant County Sheriff's Office and the Muscadet Police Department responded to assist. Fire departments were requested to shut down State Highway 60, and EMS was placed on standby. The Richland County SRT and drone team also responded to the scene. With assistance from 911 dispatchers from both counties and a Richland County Sheriff's Office negotiator, Bradley eventually exited the home and was taken into custody by the Richland County SRT. It was later determined that no one had been shot during the disturbance. However, a large number of firearms were located inside the residence. The City of Richland Center's April large item pickup has concluded. Items not collected were likely due to exceeding weight or item limits, inclusion of non-eligible materials, or not being placed at the curb by 6 a.m. on Monday, April 13th. Residents who believe they met all requirements and were still missed should contact Republic Services directly at 608-375-5856. Collection routes are documented and can be reviewed as needed. Missed this pickup or didn't meet the requirements? Not to worry. Large item pickup returns in May. The City of Richland Center thanks residents for their cooperation in helping keep Richland Center clean and safe. Passage's Radiothon will be held tomorrow morning on WRCO Radio. Guests from Passages will be discussing various topics throughout the fundraiser. During the morning show from 9 until 10, Shannon Roberts, Chris Simonson, and Darlene Waldsmith, Tagliapetra, will discuss agency overview, client numbers for the last year, funding, shelter upgrades, and agency updates. Also during the hour, from 9:20 to 9:40, Audrey will talk about Sexual Assault Awareness Month, Denim Day, Safety Pin Awareness, Lipstick and Dipstick, Personal Narrative, Library Booth, and Window Display. Then from 9:40 until 10, Rose's Survivor Story will be featured. Later in the morning, Nate will discuss male survivors from 10:10 to 10:25. From 10:25 until 11, Audrey will talk about substance abuse, coping mechanisms, and Audrey and Nate will discuss cycle of violence from 11:10 to 11:45. Rounding out the morning fundraiser, the wrap-up and final quote will be from 11:45 until noon. Volunteers will be on duty to take calls for your pledges. If you would like to donate to Passages during the radio fundraiser, call 608-647-2111. Be sure to tune in and pledge during the Passages Radiothon tomorrow morning from 9 until noon on WRCO 100.9 FM. You can also listen online at WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app. The Richland School District Steering Committee will be holding two upcoming meetings called Hive Mind that allows the public to share experiences with Richland schools, past and present. Ron Fruit is a member of the steering committee that endorses Hive Mind.
The key thing that the steering committee has been challenged with is creating this event to gain the input from the community. It's not for us to decide what the input is. It's not for us to decide who will speak or anything else. Our job is to create an event that is welcoming, that brings people in, that gives people a good experience and a good taste about the school district, gives us a chance to learn, maybe gives us a chance to learn about our neighbor, and we all go home after two nights of working together feeling that we've had an impact, we've made a difference, and we have a bright future to look forward to as taxpayers, as parents, as community people who want to see the neighbor kids do the best they can and have the best opportunity they can, as we think about retaining individuals in our community and children that we want to live here and grow here. If all those things are important to us, then these two meetings coming up, I think, are critically important as well.
Sessions will be held this Sunday and Wednesday, April 29th, in the RCHS East Commons. Hive Mind is open to everyone in the community and features a variety of activities.
The band will play. We'll have student performances from all levels of the district, the primary, the intermediate, and the high school, and that can be inspiring. There will be food. The programs are similar, but they're not the same. That's why we're hoping that everyone, if you are able, will attend two nights. If you can't attend both, then please attend one, because if you miss one, it doesn't mean that you're not going to be relevant in the second one. But the first session we'll have is Mad, Glad, and Sad activity, just talking about the district and really our community. And then a historical timeline activity. And then the second night, there's Brag, Worry, Wonder, and Bet. What a great opportunity that is to think about the future. And the final one is to focus on future activity. So each one of these different sessions will give tables a chance to discuss these things.
There will be no public speaking at both relaxed conversation-based evenings. Child care will also be provided. Share your experiences and give your input at Hive Mind this Sunday from 4 to 6 and Wednesday from 6 to 8 at the RCHS East Commons. Pre-registration is recommended and appreciated. You can register on the Richland School District website, or you can also register by calling 608-647-6106. The Community Players production of Snow White had a successful opening weekend. Nearly 500 people came to see this recounting of the classic fairy tale from the Brothers Grimm. An opening night attendee said the play was delightful, thoroughly enjoyed the production. A patron from Saturday's show commented the set perfectly matched how the story of Snow White should be told. And someone's Aunt Doris says it was like watching the real princess Snow White. Many children were in attendance. One father said that his 5-year-old son stayed engaged the whole time, which is a near impossible task for that long. The show's final weekend is this Friday and Saturday at 7 with a Sunday matinee on April 26th at 2 in the Richland Center City Auditorium. Tickets will be sold at the door and are only $10 for adults and $5 for those under 18, along with a family package for $25. For more information, please email communitypayerssww@gmail.com. Community members, parents, caretakers, and children are invited to a free educational series titled Building Connections to Reduce Anxious and Depressed Feelings. The series helps gain knowledge and coping skills to increase connection and to decrease symptoms of anxiety and depression. Each session will offer a group discussion with key questions for parents and caregivers while youth are participating in adult-led, screen-free activities. Session 3, Rise to Phone-Based Childhoods, will be held tonight at the Union in the lower level of the Richland Center City Auditorium. This year is the 100-year anniversary of the Muscadet Public Library. This week, during National Library Week, the Muscadet Public Library will be holding special events during the week. Tonight, a charcuterie board demo will be held from 6 until 7. There will be a family history research class tomorrow night from 7 until 8. A spring gardening class will be held Thursday from 6 until 7:30. Saturday from 10 until 1 will be the Muscadet Library 100-year anniversary celebration. This week will also feature the Muscadet Library scavenger hunt, and it will be held until the item is found and turned into the library. Clues will be posted at the library, on the library website, and on the library Facebook page each morning at 10. For more information about the special events and the scavenger hunt, contact the Muscadet Public Library at 608-739-3510. In April, the American Red Cross asks you to keep patients top of mind by making an appointment to give blood or platelets. Regular donors of all blood types and those looking to give for the first time are encouraged to make the days brighter this spring for those in need. April is National Volunteer Month, and the Red Cross celebrates the kindness of blood donors and those who volunteer their time. There is no substitute for blood. Volunteer donors are essential to patient care. Blood program leaders and blood donor ambassadors are the heartbeat of the work at blood donation centers and community blood drives. Three opportunities to give will be held in the area this week. The first will be Tuesday from 9 to 2 at Baraboo High School. There will be two Red Cross blood drives held Friday. One drive will be at Lafarge High School from 11 to 4, and the other drive will be at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo from 11 to 5. Join the celebration of saving lives by booking a time to give blood or platelets now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood donor app. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.